Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Independent TD Paul Gogarty believes that enough is not enough is being done to counteract the Andrew Tateification. That's a new dictionary word, I think, isn't it? The Andrew Tateification of young males. Is that even a thing? Look, Andrew Tate is an asshole. There's no doubt about that. But the Andrew Tateification of young males. He went on to say there needs to be a crackdown on antisocial behaviour from young offenders. He suggested that to be curfews implemented, parents would get fined and their PlayStations would be seized. That all sounds a bit mad. What, the guards see you doing something wrong and there's a curfew and then they go into your house and rob your PlayStation? Anyway, all across the country, there is a heightened level of attack from young people and adolescents. One example that Gogarty gives is the parents of a young lad that came to him after he got punched and received severe damage to his eye socket after a purely random attack. During the week, I mentioned one of my podcasts that I thought young people these days were kind of selfish, self-absorbed, and irresponsible. Or actually, yeah, that's a good word, irresponsible. When I say irresponsible, in other words, they don't take responsibility for anything. And I got a complaint about it. Now, I'm willing to listen to the counter-arguments because that's what the show is all about and what you have to say. But all the complaints from parents and the public attacks, laziness and just the blatant rudeness, I can't help but stick to my guns on this one. I'm not talking about all young people, by the way. Let's be clear about it. There are a lot of decent young people out there, you know, who help their parents out, who do chores around the house, who, if they got a good job, for example, would look after their parents, who don't always think of themselves and think of their parents, you know, when it comes to birthdays and Christmases and Mother's Day and Father's Day. Excuse me, the hiccups. And all of those things. But I find, in general, a generation of people have grown up between the ages of roughly 14 and kind of 27, 28. And they're just selfish. They're not interested in doing anything for you unless there's something in it for them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Will you go to the shop for me? Yeah. Can I get some sweets and some stuff? Like this, I'm talking about young. Can I get some sweets and stuff and a drink for me as well, too, please? Okay. Okay, you're coming out with us. Yeah, yeah. But can we go to McDonald's? Or, you know, come Christmas, what do you want? And they pick the most expensive thing they can think of. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is it's all about them. You know, it's not about you. There's no thought given to you as a parent. It's all about them. And whatever, they get the best deal. You know, they wouldn't pick up a sweeping brush. They wouldn't pick up a Hoover. They wouldn't, I don't know, whatever. They just think it's all about, life is all about them. Whatever, you know, they can do. And it goes from 14 right up to about 26, 27. It's a generation of children, I believe, that have become selfish. We weren't like that when I was a kid. So am I wrong in saying that? Am I just being completely unfair on young people? Is that just me getting older and looking at young people the way, I suppose, when I was a kid, I'm sure older people looked at me and said, look at this lot. Look at this generation of nutcases. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to our late nighter, Alan. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Niall.
Good. Alan, young people, the younger generation, the kind of 14 to 27-year-olds, that kind of generation, are they selfish?
Well, I would, like, it's a very general question, Niall. I don't know if there's statistics that show that kids are more selfish than they were 20, 30 years ago.
But they've lower IQs, that's for sure.
Even that, when you said that one time, the IQ level now is dependent on how quick you can use your phone.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. They don't remember stuff like we used to.
Yeah, but I think what we sometimes, I notice about, you know, we have a kind of a misty-eyed version of what we were like as kids. And we think everything was all hunky-dory and was all lovely. But there was lots of problems going up in the 40 years ago. There was a lot of baggage that
I wouldn't have disrespected my parents.
My parents were born in the 20s. My ma would be 92, 97 if she was alive. And she came from a generation of ingrained poverty. And it was all about the limited ideas. And now this generation of kids, to 14 to 20-year-olds are all caught up in instant gratification that we didn't have naturally. We didn't have the outlets that they have today. But I don't think kids are any less or any more selfish than they were when you were, say, 14, Niall.
Yeah, but would you have got away with what kids do today? For example, many of them just spend the time in their room on their PlayStations or their phones. They wouldn't help around the house. They wouldn't be bothered because there's nothing there for them, really.
I remember growing up, Niall, and there was a strict regimen of cleaning and cooking.
That's what I'm saying. So you did, you respected your parents.
I think what's happened is that the parents of today, say when they were setting off, going back, say, 20 years ago, when they had Tom and John and they had their kids, and they handed our kids over to technology that we didn't have. And I think that the effects of modern technology, like the Andrew-tatification, right? That statement that was said by, what was that politician's name again?
Yeah, Paul Gogarty.
Is he the one who said F you to the politician?
No, that's a different one. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. What was it? F-U Deputy...
Oh, what
was it? Stag. Deputy Stag. That's what it was. I can't... Was that Paul... No, it wasn't Paul Gogarty. It was Paul Gogarty, maybe. It was, actually, right.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Paul Gogarty, yeah. Now, Niall, I find him to be the last person to deal with masculinity. He's very...
Okay, let's not get too deep into him, right? But his opinions is... And by the way, I don't disagree with him. Andrew Tate of young males. I don't want to see young men thinking Andrew Tate is some sort of hero. He's a muppet.
Well, I don't know why. I think Andrew Tate is that I said to your researcher before I came on. He is the body snatcher, the mind body snatcher. He takes kids away from normal emotions and turns them into fucking robots.
Particularly young lads.
And what we need to do as a society is to counterbalance this toxic masculine super ego that's out there with Andrew's view of women and his view on religion and his view on most things that are just basic to his own ego. He has nothing that he really thinks of except how much is in his bank account and how much money he can make on the next venture.
And can he avoid going to jail is his latest thing, I suppose, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him at the moment, Niall.
He's been charged with sexual assault as well and many other things. Okay, we forget about that for the second. Okay, back to the kids being selfish. I just find, and maybe I don't think it's just me. A lot of people have said it to me, that young people don't have the same respect and care.
Well, who do you blame
for their parents?
Niall? Well, I'll tell you something, Niall. Do you know the famous song in Willy Wonka? And they
come
say,
with
who
me.
Do you, he you goes, see. Who do you blame? The mother and the father. Mm. About children who are spoiled.
Yeah.
When you raise a child to be like the way they are in certain aspects, there's no one to blame except the parents.
By the way, quick question for you, right? Hang on, Alan. It's a quick question for you. Name the children in Willy Wonka.
Name the children?
Yeah.
There was Veruca Salts, Charlie.
What was Charlie's second name?
Bucky.
Okay.
Augustus Glue.
Gloop.
The German that kid.
Yeah.
Telly.
Mike TV.
What was the one who became fat from the?
Oh, that was Augustus Gloop who got fat in the tube.
No. He got.
Oh, the girl who went all purple and went into a balloon.
Yeah. What was her name?
Can't remember now.
Oh, I know her name. What was her name? Why did you ask me that question, Niall?
That'll drive you mad. Stay there for a second, Alan. You can think about it for a second. David, hi. What? How are you?
David, Niall, brilliant. That was a very unfair question. And the guy was brilliant.
Yeah, he remembered most of them, in fairness. He only missed one.
That was truly awesome. That was a great moment of radio. That was fantastic.
Mm.
That was very good. Anyway, sorry, yeah.
So young people nowadays, kind of 14 to 26, are they selfish, self-absorbed?
They are, but their parents were. Basically, the world has become more self-absorbed over the past 50 years. You've seen that. As children have got more rights, a kid can be totally out of order now, and he'll just face you off and say, what are you going to do about it? And he knows that you can't do anything.
Hmm.
Is that not true?
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, I would kind of agree to somewhat to that. Yeah. No, I want to be clear, by the way, because I don't want to condemn every young girl and boy out there. They're not all that bad, but a lot of them are.
The problem lies in society is becoming more and more lazy. Parents are more and more lazy. I can remember my dad. He used to work 6 days a week. He would leave the house at 7 o'clock. He wouldn't be back at 7 o'clock in the evening. I never saw him. Yet, I know that he was around. And then when he did have time from work, he would spend his time with us.
Yeah, and time, by the way, is a great gift to give to people, be it your children or the other way around, your children giving you time.
Yeah. But not just that. He was also... He understood the fact that with wealth comes responsibility. And I can remember being in the back of at Christmas time, he was in Round Table, and he would drive the Jeep towing the trailer with the Santa sleigh and all of it around the town as we collected for whatever project that the Round Table had.
And I get you, and I agree that it was a very different time. Now, as Alan rightly pointed out, technology has changed a lot of things. You know, children are more addicted to their phones than they are to their parents these days, and we don't sit with them for dinner anymore. And even when we do sit with them for dinner, they're sitting looking at their phone and they have their earphones in while they're actually sitting eating their dinner, staring into your face. They don't even answer you. That's a lot of the way kids are nowadays. They sit in the back of the car when you're bringing them somewhere. And, you know, you could shout back at them and they don't answer you because they've got earbuds in their ears. So they're kind of disconnected from the world now.
They are totally. But the fact of the matter is that the people today who have money don't have the social responsibility of their forebears. And that's been diminishing through the parents and through all the years. It's one of the telling moments, in my opinion, for the Kardashians. They've top billing on the TV for the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah, and they dictate the way young girls should look and all that. I got to go to break, and I'm going to come to, obviously, Jessica after the break. Sorry, Jessica, for holding you up there. I know you're waiting ages. But just to clarify, because Alan is losing his mind, Violet Beauregard was the last.
Oh, good. Thanks, Niall.
Yeah, Charlie Buck and Augustus Gloop, Farouk Assault, Violet Beauregard and Mike TV. They're the kids. Yeah. Jessica, hi. How are you? Helps if I turn on the microphone, doesn't it? Sorry. I said your name twice there and I was going, why isn't she answering me? Anyway, so Jessica, do you believe the kids nowadays are the same? Maybe I'm being unfair with them, or are they self-absorbed?
No, I honestly hate teenagers and kids like today. I hate them.
Now, you were only a teenager, you know, a few years ago yourself, in fairness.
Oh, I know, but I was not half as bad as they are, like, today, in this day and age. I can give you, actually, a very recent example. I was outside just trying to enjoy my vape. I know I'm bad and I shouldn't, but trying to enjoy my vape, and this group of, were just beside me, and one of them they were talking about some concert or something that was going on. I mean, one of the kids was like, oh, I'm going to ring my dad and ask if I can go. He probably will say no. So he rings his dad, puts it on speaker, so his little mates can hear. He's like, oh, can I go to this concert? So I told no, and he's like, but why? And the dad was like, because I said you can't. And you know, I said that you couldn't go. You asked me this before. And then he hung up the phone and started bad-mouthing the dad. And I was so tempted to turn around and be like, he said no, build a bridge, get over it.
Yeah, you disrespectful little shit.
Literally, I was like, oh my God, he said no, stop acting as if...
But they won't, but kids now, that's another thing. This is the selfishness. They don't take no for an answer. They will stand there and they will defy you and they will keep asking until you get such a pain in your hole, listen to them, that you'll just give in and go, oh, okay.
Yeah, but there's parents out there who I honestly think don't even bother teaching them the word no. Like, I learned the word no at a very young age.
Mm.
So I didn't get disappointed when I was told no.
And most of us did in our generation as well. You know, my parents said no to me regularly because they just couldn't afford it. Because obviously money wasn't as available as it is now. And you did get, like, I want a new bike for Christmas. No. You know what I mean?
It might not even be an expense thing. It could just because, as I got told when I was younger, because I said so. That's your answer. You asked me, that's your answer.
Yeah.
Like, all right, yes, fine.
And if I really pissed my mother off, she used to do this thing. I was only telling somebody recently about this, a young person. And my mother used to do this thing. She used to say, come over here and I'll give you a belt. And I'd walk over and get a slap across the head. And I go, why did I walk over to get a slap across the head? But that's what she used to say. Come over here and I'll give you a belt. And you'd walk over like a tick and you get a slap. Don't ask me again. I told you no. Go. You know what I mean? but taught you that no is the answer that you got and you don't keep pushing because it just makes it worse.
Yeah, no, they're disrespectful. They're horrible.
To be fair, they're not all like this. Okay, can we just point?
They're not all. But I've encountered and seen so many of the, for lack of a better word, growths of them that I'm like, you know what? Find me a good one, and I might change my mind. But when I see the little Warrens and the little, I can't even think of a common girl's name at the moment. But you know what I mean, like. You see them in their Monterex. They think they're this, that, and the other.
The Canada Goose jackets on them and the Nike runners and they're...
No, I can't stand them. I just think most of them, they're all disrespectful little bollocks.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my language.
There you go, Alan. Jessica's kind of one of them, to be honest with you, in some sense. But she thinks they're disrespectful.
Well, I've seen teenagers in different aspects. And I've seen them in my family. And I haven't seen an overt selfishness in my family's teenagers, except for a certain one or two that might be spoiled rotten and get everything handed to them on a plate.
But that's part of it, isn't it? This being spoiled. Yeah. Jessica Wright said, an inability to accept the word no.
I think with kids today, I just dread to think what, Say the 14-year-olds today, what they're going to be like when they're in their 40s. Because everything has been so...
I hope reality hits them. I can't wait for it.
I think that's what is going to happen. Reality hits in. Like, I came from a family of 13, Niall, right? And I was spoiled rotten as well. I got everything handed up on a plate. I got everything I ever wanted because there was 7 people walking in the house when I was born.
Yeah.
And so I got, and I wanted, my mother was that tired from having 13 children. She couldn't really deal with this intelligent child that she gave birth to at the 13th level. And so I used to manipulate her and get money out of her really easy for chocolates, and I'd go to shops for her. I'd do all a little housework for her as well. I'd clean the house for her, and I'd wash the walls, and I'd wash the kitchen. And I was only 10.
At least you did something. A lot of kids nowadays won't do anything.
I got paid for an oil. I got paid for it. My mom used to give me a fiver for doing the kitchen and cleaning all the walls and doing all that. And then I would always do extra work for her when she was tired. I'd help her and I wouldn't
make... the fiver, you get laughed at today. The word. Like, oh, you're
a fiver was a lot when I was growing up, but I'm 54 now.
It was a lot for when I was growing up, but I'm 26. Fiver, I felt like you won the lottery.
Well, when I got a fiver on me, man, that would last me 2 days.
Okay, do you want to make it? I'm 60, or 61. If I got a fiver, it'd last me the week. You know what I mean? That'd be crisps, ice pops, and sweets for the whole week.
Niall.
What?
Niall, not the way you said about your dad.
Yeah.
He walked in
the airport.
In airport, did he have a steady wage? Was it a good wage?
Yeah, he had a good wage in comparison to the average wage at the time, and he got paid bi-weekly, which was really unusual. So in other words, the staff got paid every 2 weeks. Mm.
And would you consider yourself, when you look back now, did you have a semi-healthy life with money? Did you appreciate money because of that and that were kind of tight with money that you hadn't got it?
It wasn't that they were tight with money. With all the bills and everything else, they had enough. Like, we had a car, we'd go on a holiday, you know, and we got, we did okay at Christmas. You know, if you wanted a bike, maybe every 4 or 5 years, you might have got one. But in saying that, we didn't have a lot of money. We were just kind of lower to middle class, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I was never left short. If I was going to the Grove, say the dance, the disco at the weekend, you know, they'd give me a pound to go. Or if I wanted to go to the pictures with my friends, my mum would find the money from somewhere and give it to me. So no, I was never left wanting to some degree, but I wasn't spoiled by any stretch of the imagination.
Balance between reality.
Yeah, but here's the thing I mentioned today. Once I reached the age of 16, I never asked my parents for a penny. I worked at 16. I was working in a bicycle shop at the weekend, and then I was DJing as well. You know, when I was 17, 16, 17.
Yeah, you're making your own way in life, as you should.
Mm. And Niall, who would you be more like, your ma or your dad?
Me mother.
Yeah, more like your ma, right?
Yeah. My father was obsessed with football. I had no interest. I think he was ashamed of me.
Oh, yeah. You were a gay man trapped in a straight man's body, though.
Say that, Jess, again. Let me go to Frank. Hello. Frank, hi. How are you?
I'm well, Niall. I'm keeping well.
Good. Frank, young people nowadays, that generation of kind of 14 to 27-year-olds, are they different? Are they selfish? Or are we kind of overthinking this?
I would say, no, there's a certain... And not all of them would be selfish, but there is a small minority of them out there that would be they feel like they're entitled.
Mm, self-entitled,
self-entitled. It's down to what I believe is down to the parenting, how they've been raised by their parents. Because, as you said there, Yvonne was listening, it's the word no. I always say it's the easiest word to say, but the most difficult word to understand. Because... they just, as you say, keep pushing, want. And reality is going to come in down the road when they go out, not in their 40s, as one of the guests said, it's when they're in their 20s, when they start going out looking for work and they're going out and earning their own money. And reality is going to come really hard, like a ton of bricks, and it's going to hit them hard. Because, you know, at the moment, they're living at home.
They're spoiled.
And everything's been handed. And they're spoiled. Everything's been handed to them. They're, you know...
Living off the bank, mum and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bank and mum and dad. As I call it, they walk and talk in ATM. everything's handed to them. And they don't... And I said, they don't understand the word no. And it's going to be very difficult for them when they get older or when they move out. And when they start to pay their own bills and, you know, do their own thing. It's going to hit them hard. And I think it's a lot of it.
I think there's a huge amount of mental health problems at the moment with young people because they don't have an understanding of failure. And they think everything is rewarded. They don't have an understanding of failure because everybody's always said yes to them.
When you have your sports day, and you have, you came first, second, or third, and if you came fourth, you got nothing.
Yeah.
But now everybody gets a little medal and a trophy, and you said, you know what I mean, today, and you did well there, fair play to you.
Yeah.
And you kind of say, you're not doing the child any favours here, like we're doing that.
But that started at a very young age when I was a kid. The teacher would give you a little gold star on your head if your homework was good. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And some kids didn't get a gold star because their homework was crap. So, but they did away with all of that.
Imagine if the Olympics did that. Imagine if at the Olympics they got rid of the first...
the gold medal, yeah. Yeah, everybody's a winner.
For completion. Would you go away?
You know, it's getting to the stage now that just because you show up, you get something for it. It's not the way I was growing up. As I said to you before, Niall, I grew up in the 80s. When I was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s. When the country didn't have money, it had very little. So, you know, when you got 50 pence or you thought you were doing well, you know, the odd treat now and again, you might have got a packet of crisps and a packet of sweets, and you were doing well. If you did that to give a kid to that today,
they'd look at you like 10 heads, exactly. Well, listen, unfortunately, I've kind of run out of time. And I must cover this again. I meant to say that as well. I promised Eddie I'd cover a topic the other night as well, but we will get around to it next week. Listen, Alan, Jessica, Frank, thank you very much indeed. The overwhelming majority of people who text in, by the way, believe that young people nowadays are spoiled. And again, like Jessica said, probably the most outstanding statement so far tonight, they don't understand the word no. And Frank, as you mentioned the point, that's going to ruin them when they get older because they don't understand failure. They don't understand the word no. They just can't accept the word no. They just continue to keep asking and asking and asking until eventually you will say yes. Where we have to be able to stick to our guns. It's a hard word, isn't it? No, to say to your child. You just say every now and again, no, no, that's not going to happen. You know, and you have to be able to say no to them every now and again. Otherwise, they'll never learn.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.